Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it is time for Clips of the Week. And as Andy predicted just then, we do kick off with Alan Bernard Brazil on Breakfast, reading from Roberto Firmino's explosive new autobiography. And I tell you what, if they're looking for someone to do the audiobook version...
It was me out there in the field, right in the middle of them. I saw firsthand the looks, the grimaces, the body language, the dissatisfaction.
Can we have another take on that one, Alan?
I can't get no dissatisfaction.
It could be quite a long record.
Staying with Breakfast, earlier in the week, Ali McCoist and Andy Townsend received a message from a listener.
Lovely wee message here. We got a phone call from Shirley, who's a Chelsea fan, Andy.
Yes.
Shirley is in the Worthing Hospital at the moment.
Lovely.
Yeah, not sure. And
lovely.
Not sure. It's lovely.
Really. I hope she's feeling
that
better.
She's in the Worthing Hospital. This is news reader Jeremy Leeburn on the big music story of the week.
And the song released by the Beatles recently is expected to become their 18th number one signal.
18th number one signal. We thought he just made a mistake there, but yeah. then we listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
Quite like it. It's got that feel.
The technology's brilliant. The way they're able to isolate that beep from the background
from an old
piano.
Fantastic. Yeah, with John sitting there with Yoko trying to come up with a new song.
Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway quoted a movie star.
As Michael Caine might say, not a lot of people know, but Steve Ringer, the world's number one ranked feeder angler, was a brilliant fly fisherman.
Yeah, that's that. When you think of the big Caine Three, you think of, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off Italian job, don't you? Then you think, get Carter, you're a big man, but you're in bad shape. For me, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
And then, of course, three, not a lot of people know that Steve Ringer, the world's number one ranked feeder angler, was a brilliant fly fisherman.
I remember that.
Yeah,
one.
That was, they're the big three, aren't they?
Yeah. Very much so, yeah.
This is Jim White chatting to a Newcastle fan.
Are you relatively where you should be? Did you expect to where you to be where you are in your Champions League group? Is what I'm trying to splutter out your bottom.
What are you trying to splutter out of his bottom, Jim?
That's disgusting.
I dread to think, really.
And I just realised what that was meant to be.
Yes.
A caller to Breakfast now, who seemed to get rudely interrupted.
My understanding is VAR is there for clear and obvious mistakes by the referee. So he made the decision, yellow card.
The timing of it's so brilliant.
We were trying to work out what was going on there.
I think it was Howard Webb.
You think somebody... Yeah, it was just everybody's natural reaction to VAR. Did somebody cut him up or was it a parrot? If you listen to it, it does sound like he's got a parrot in the car. Listen to this. Could do, couldn't it? Could have been a macaw. Which you'd call Richie, wouldn't you?
You would.
Definitely,
yeah.
if you had one of them.
Absolutely.
So, what have we got now? Yes, it's Natalie Sawyer on Weekend Breakfast with a fact that we never knew.
Good morning and welcome back to Game Day Breakfast on Talk Sport. It is Tony Cascarino who helped Chelsea reach the final of the 1994 FA Cup final alongside me, Natalie Sawyer.
I don't remember Natalie playing.
Well, I always thought it was Gavin Peacock who hit the bar, but it might have been Natalie. Who
it
knows?
It could have been. You know, it really could have been. Looking back, memory does play tricks with you.
This is Jason Cundy and Jamie O'Hara on the Sports Bar discussing Spurs v Chelsea.
A couple of times, someone will make a run. Cucurella done it. Cucurella just got forward. But what he would do, he'd make... And what about that attracted Pedro Porro?
I do like Pedro Perro.
Pedro Perro.
Yeah. Marvelous, I mean, maybe we can play tomorrow. We can play Pedro Porro on the right and Pedro Perro on the left.
That's a good idea.
We're that short of players. We just make up names.
It's good.
Staying with the sports bar, here's the Talk Sport caller of the week.
John Fainsford, call. Let's go to Brian, who's a Tottenham fan. All right, Brian?
Sorry, mate. I'm just tucking into a margarita pizza here.
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
They've been on cracking form all weekend.
Thank you, Bri. Yeah, Monday I wasn't so sure, though. Jason, no need for that.
Well, you know. Back to Fisherman's Blues, and Nigel's guest had some pretty big hitters appearing at a recent event he held.
Honestly, we've had some actually great speakers, this kind of who's who of social media almost.
Oh, I wonder who he meant. Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
Gary Lineker? Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, well, let's find out.
We've had Archie Braddock, Phil Ringer, John Bailey, Ian Potts, Bob Roberts, Stu Walker, lovely Terry Theobald, Tommy Pickering, Dave Harrell, Brian Ingram.
No, not quite the lineup we were expecting, but there we are. Here's Martin O'Neill with Jim White and Alex Crook adding his considerable expertise to a championship chat.
Probably in terms of playing style as well, two very opposite candidates, and this is the direction that Millwall are looking to go in.
What do you think of it, Martin? Do you think they're going in the right direction?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's honest, isn't
better
it?
To say that than just sort of
waffle,
sort of fluff along there and just think they are when they're, you know, he's nothing but honest, Martin. That's why we get him in on a Monday. What's next, Andy?
It's staying with Alex Crook, and he was chatting about the former Bristol City manager, about former Bristol City managers this week.
It'll be interesting to see how much money the new manager is given to spend, because I think Lansdowne did put all his chips in the Lee Johnson basket.
I think he meant eggs, although I do like chips in a basket. Yeah, it's going to be chicken and chips. And what is the Lee Johnson basket?
No,
it does sound like a podcast for people that miss him at Bristol City. Alan Brazil's back previewing a big guest on Drive this week.
Now, the boys in Drive this afternoon from 4 o'clock, John Boom, The Matrix and John Wick star. How is it? Kwani?
You told me. You said you knew it.
Kwani Reeves.
Yeah, Kwani Reeves. He's got his own high-end travel company. So if you're looking to book an exotic trip somewhere, definitely get on to Kwani Reeves.
Joan Wicks.
Joan Wicks got 50 quid's worth of Joan Wicks vouchers.
Exactly.
That's right. So what's next, Andy?
Well, and during his sports bulletin this week, not bulletin, bulletin, Jeremy Leeburn appeared to just give up.
Arsenal are on the brink of qualification for the last 16 thanks to a comfortable 2-0 win over Sevilla, Trossard and Saka on target for...
Yeah, fair enough.
Just away, you know. I'll just give up. And finally, it's back to Fisherman's Blues and host Nigel Botherway attempting the little-known world record of saying the phrase PVA bags the most times in one sentence. The record stood at 6. Ooh. Let's see how he gone on.
Rob Burgess, I know, was on the stand yesterday giving live demos of his PVA bag. I know Rob specialises in PVA bags. That's one of his go-to tactics. And I don't know about you, I'm hopeless at PVA bags. I don't mind PVA mesh, although I can't get that as tight to some people. But when it comes to tying a PVA bag, I know a while ago, I think... might have been during COVID, there was a bit of a trend of people seeing how fast they could do PVA bags. I think Rob Hughes was filming it and giving sort of all his England, Cup Team England, you know, marks out of 10 and timing them for a solid PVA bag. Oh, I'd be hopeless at that. Mine go out like a bag of spanners.
Oh, Nigel, you were so close. If you just go out like a PVA bag, it would have worked. He went bag of... Well, at least he's equaled it, eh?
PVA bags. I'm sure he scored 100 for Eton against Harrow.
From the pavilion end. PVA bags. Yeah, always have free initials.
Tremendous.
To be a good cricketer. So there we are. There's your clips of the week. Without that noise we heard earlier on, can we just hear the noise again? One of the listeners wonders whether it was Tess Daly interrupting when they walk back over Andy and Strictly.
Yeah, it's a good. It's quite similar.
Yeah. We'll hear the whole thing again. It could be Tess. Let's hear it. Here we go.
My understanding is VAR is there for clear and obvious mistakes by the referee. So he made the decision yellow card.
Good point. Thank you very much, caller. So there we are, clips of the week. Thank you to Craig Woodcock, Alan Bordo, Alan Jenkins, Sean Fackrell, the Duke of Knutsford, House of Jabba, Old Clumsy, Julie Franks MBE, Neil Acantha, Hag, Roger in Durham, Marco Berti, all suggested clips played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport, as always, this week, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard it. And if it's played, you'll get a mention like those guys.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.